And the stock market. Didn't you say it was going to be a 12,000
points?
Here's the
other thing. Let's talk about that, too. Yeah. I said two things which have not panned out. Number one.
Shame.
I knew back in February that the Saudis had an inside deal to start dumping millions of barrels of OPEC oil onto the world market beginning on the 15th of September. This has been in place for a long time. And so my projection was that we would see the beginning of a drop in oil prices directly before the election, and that what's happened is that the Saudis have done exactly that. They're dumping, you know, an extra million barrels a day.
Well, when's it going to drop? It would sit at around $52 a barrel now.
Right. The problem is that, and remember we talked about this on this show when I said, we're looking at oil at $44, $46 a barrel, and you said no, it's only such and such. And I said, well, it's on its way to 50. And you said, well, if it gets that high, we'll be in a lot of trouble. And now it's, what, 50?
52.
Because we've got a number of things happened. At the same time OPEC began dumping all this oil, you've got, obviously, the insurgency in Iraq. You've got a civil war in Nigeria. You have Hugo Chavez in Venezuela that the CIA has been trying to get rid of for years, winning the election in Venezuela,
yep.
Who's bucking the International Monetary Fund, trying to keep more money for the Venezuelans. And the CIA... they want him out of there bad, and so does the IMF. And of course, he's cutting production in Venezuela, and the hurricanes that have now lashed Florida, which is just phase one of what you're going to see. I believe there's another big storm coming that's going to go counterclockwise through the Gulf. That's still going to hit the underbelly of New Orleans and Alabama, and still hit Florida here later on the season. And that's what's done it. I mean, I thought that we would see a George Bush for president rally. As far as the stock market goes, I think it bodes very, very well that with oil this high that the market hasn't plunged. That's number one. Number two, the economy is relatively strong. 80% of Fortune 500 companies showed profits this last year. Only 3% showed losses. And the fact that we still have the market hovering up and down around the 10,000 or so range.
It's close. It's very close.
Actually, I think bodes very well for what's going to occur. I have said over and over and over again that we would see one last surge of the markets between now and late 2005 into the spring of 2006, and that this would be a record surge of the markets that would then lead to the beginning of a Great Depression period or recession or a crash of the markets by later next year. One of the things that, and I've never said this before, and I am now in complete agreement with you and with some of your advertisers on this program. I think that now is actually a very, very good time and opportunity to buy gold long term. And I've never really recommended gold or metals because I've seen so much opportunity in the markets themselves.
Right.
But I think one of the biggest things is that going to be that if you have the Middle East shifting from using U.S. dollars, petrodollars, so to speak, to the euro, which is actually gold backed,
mm-hmm.
which is one of the reasons why the U.S. market's just getting thrashed. You know, a lot of the economic collapse is going to be all about instituting the Federal Reserve note for both North and South America, the euro for Europe and Eastern Europe and Russia, and then the yuan, the Chinese yuan, through most of Asia. And this is going to then lead to sort of an Orwellian economic superstate of, you know, what Orwell called Eurasia, East Asia, and Oceania, which is the United States, Japan, and England, and then, you know, and then Europe with Russia and China, and then China. So this, you know, these three economies all kind of battling against each other. So I think it's good news. It's good news because over and over and over again, I've looked at when the markets spike, whenever they go up, they go down. And so the fact that the market has remained flat, I think, is, even though we've got oil at $52 a barrel, and one other warning, let me throw this in there too, the winter that they're looking at in the Northeast is going to be savage this year. I mean, just savagely cold. And this is an overall continuing trend for the Great Lakes area, for the northeastern region, of a glaciation of that region, there and Europe becoming substantially colder as we have a series of climate changes, a day after tomorrow scenario, if you will, but not happening in a Hollywood movie 48-hour kind of scenario, but happening literally, genuinely, over the course of between now and about 2015, you know, over the next 10 years or so.
It'll be treacherous?
Not only will it be treacherous and savage, but I mean, it's literally, it's going to be, over and over and over again, what I hear in the press is Florida is last. America is last. I keep seeing it's almost literally like, you know, like God with a cat of nine tails, if you will, whipping the United States like a bad child. It seems as though that term I keep looking at, acts of God, if you will, lashing of America, with winter there and both in Europe and heating oil prices at record highs while this is all going on. And then meanwhile, we have what's happening in the Pacific Northwest, and I've been saying on this program for quite some time that I felt that 2005 was going to be when Mount Rainier was going to erupt, and I've run articles on it all this year saying watch Mount St. Helens, watch Baker, watch Mount Adams and Hood, that this is the reactivation of the reactivation of this entire Pacific Northwest ring of fire series of volcanoes. And with a caveat, I mean, let's give some prophetic props and respect here to Edgar Cayce, because Cayce very specifically stated, if you pay attention to what he specifically said, he talked about a massive volcano erupting in the Pacific Northwest in the late 1970s. Now, Mount St. Helens was May of 1980.
Yes.
He also then stated that the majority of his prophecies and predictions relative to the western part of the United States and what he saw for America were going to start coming to fruition after the year 2005, and that his precursor for superquakes and volcanoes on the western half of the United States was going to be the eruption of Mount Pelee on the island of Martinique. Now, Montserrat has been going since 94, 95 or so. Last time Mount Pelee erupted, I think, was 1902, which was then preceded by about 2 years of Montserrat erupting before that happens. And Cayce said 90 days after the eruption of Pelee on the island of Martinique, you would have these superquakes across the western United States. Now, I also believe, however, that because we have done the spiritual work necessary, because the 144,000 people, actually millions of people, got together in 1987 for the Harmonic Convergence.
I remember that.
Because they did it again for the Harmonic Concordance, which happened last November. Because all of these, you know, this fabulous ability to focus and pray. And remember, folks, everybody out there, prayer works. If prayer didn't work, all the churches would be out of business. So it actually really does work.
And we'd be all gone.
Right. That people have to pray and actually focus. And this leads us, I know these economic predictions, but we are looking at the beginning of a Great Depression, the beginning of a Great Depression.
Well, will it help if what happens, you know, your prediction that the tax system will be abolished, we'll get a brand new one, people will have then more disposable money, right?
Well, I didn't say abolished. I said specifically what they're going to add to it. I did not say abolished. What they will add to it will be a flat tax.
You mean
there will
in
be a fundamental
in addition
change in the tax system, which most people, the Democrats specifically, will squeal and howl about, because it will be a direct shift from the graduated income tax, which is like the sixth plank of the Communist
right.
Manifesto.
No, I meant our current tax system will be abolished.
I don't see it happening really,
no.
But I mean, I see an addition of a flat tax, depending on how it's going to go.